Have you appreciated anything in your life that was free? I mean, think about it. You want something. If you got everything you wanted and it was free, do you really appreciate it? Listen, I don't know many, and this might sound terrible, but I don't know many trust fund families that's second, third, or fourth generation where at 21 they got a big lump sum, 30 they get more. I've never met someone super successful, super fulfilled, and super happy on the inside when they didn't have to work for anything.
With all the opportunities that exist today, why haven't you reached your next level of income, life, and wealth? In most cases, we've been lied to. We've been told that if you find the right opportunity and you work hard, you can be successful. And that's simply not true. Millionaires, billionaires, and successful people have realized you need the foundation for wealth, the habits. And that's exactly what you'll be learning on the Millionaire Success Habits podcast. All success starts here.
What's up, what's up? Welcome to the Millionaire Success Habits podcast. I'm here today with my now fiance, Lisa. What's up? Yes, we're engaged. And there's a topic I wanted to talk about today to help all of us go faster. Remember, if you're at this podcast, this is about going upstream to anchor in the foundation, the habits, the rituals, the rules for success so you can create long-term wealth, abundance, happiness in your life, not just a dream. Right? Not just a flash in the pan, not the magic money machine that lasts 2 minutes, but actually anchor in the things that make success real. And today, I want to talk about immigrants. Yes, how could immigrants help you anchor in success? I think really importantly. So I want to tell my story and then I want Lisa to tell hers. As I was starting to think about this, her dad was born in Mexico, so was her mom. Her dad came here when he was how old? 17?
16, 17. He moved over when he was 18.
Right. So my grandfather left Italy with nothing. He got on a donkey, literally. This is the story we got when we went back to Italy and we went to the house he actually left. And I saw my old cousins that were like 90 years old. They told me the story of my grandfather literally borrowed the family donkey. Maybe he stole it. I'm not sure. And he rode the donkey to the port, didn't have money to get on the ship. And he literally made a deal to shovel coal in the steam engine of the ship to get to America. Now, fast forward just two generations, not five generations, not 10 generations later, my grandfather came to this country without speaking the language, with no money in his pocket, not understanding the culture, and transformed his life. And by the time it got to me, I get to live a blessing of a life. I am blessed in so many different ways. And I look at Lisa's dad, leaving at 17, didn't graduate high school, didn't even graduate eighth grade, I don't think.
He barely even finished sixth grade. And Mexico, it's, you know, after sixth grade, every school is private. So they didn't have money to pay for school. He came over to the United States without speaking a lick of English and still started a business on his own. And I remember being a little girl and seeing my dad work so hard and always comparing my life to my cousin's life in Mexico, where they did have more than we did. And I never understood why we only had such little bit to live off of and all that. And my dad still kept a positive attitude. He said, I'm not going back there. I'm only gonna go forward because I want to show you guys a better life. And so he never complained. He worked really hard. I love it. It's like an immigrant mentality.
It's a mindset. That's what I want to talk about today. Thank you. Great segue. You're doing great here, by the way.
Thanks.
You're doing awesome. So here's what I want to talk about for you today. What does this have to do with you? You might not have any generations that you know above you that were immigrants. Because what if we adapted a little bit of an immigrant mentality? You see, when immigrants leave a different place, right? If you're American, great. But when think through this philosophy, it applies to all of us. When immigrants leave someplace, they leave their past behind them. They leave negative beliefs behind them. They leave negative people behind them. They leave family behind. They leave complacency behind. And what are they doing? They're taking a chance. They have the courage to jump out of the plane and grow wings on the way down. They have the courage to sneak across borders or jump on a boat and shovel coal to a place that they've never been. Don't speak the language. Not a dollar in their pocket. They have they're courageous. So how do we adapt some of that courage? Now, I just know here in America that the majority of new millionaires, now this is a stat I read, you can Google it, the majority of new millionaires more are either first or second generation immigrants than not. because I believe they come here with a couple of things. First off, leaving the past behind them. Your dad left his family, left his friends. Mm-hmm. He came here. He had to
and
make it work.
Easy. It's easy. We're I mean, immigrants leave a culture that's super easy, and it's they leave to work harder, to suffer.
Yeah.
To make their families, their offspring's lives a lot easier.
And I know when you mean easier, it's just more comfortable, right? You know
it's
your family, your friend, you know the streets, you know the friends.
Right.
But here's a couple other things I want you to think about. I talked to her dad, greatest guy on the planet, love him. I talked to so many immigrants, is when they come here, they have zero entitlement. They don't expect anything from anybody. They don't expect the government to give them a handout. They have no relatives. They have no friends. So they're not looking for somebody to give them money or a free ride to school. You know what they're looking for? The opportunity to use their hustle to expand their life, the capabilities, and provide better for their family. So a couple of things now is, how do we find a way to leave our past behind us if we're not immigrants? Just where we are. What about the negative people, the baggage, the mistakes that you've made? We've all made terrible mistakes. We've all screwed up royally. But what if you could be like an immigrant in your mind and leave all that crap behind you? Secondly, what if we didn't expect anything from anybody else? Your dad. Her dad came here with nothing, not a language, not a dollar in his pocket. He's a really successful man, not only financially, which he does well for himself. Lisa, when I first met, she's like, my home is humble. When I went to her house, I said, you're the richest family I know. Did I say that the first night we met?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're the richest family I know. She has four brothers and sisters. She's the oldest. Their father and mother, they're the tightest, most amazing family I've ever met. They love each other. They support each other. They're on a text string. They text with each other every day. One of the richest families I know. Financially does great, but even more so created a culture that, put it this way, Lisa is a hairstylist. She's been voted the top hairstylist in Arizona for, I don't know, 5 out of the last 6 years. If you knew the amount of money she makes, it's probably 10 times the average hairstylist around the world. So immigrant father with no education came here, left the past behind him, didn't expect anything from everybody, had zero entitlement, worked hard, created ethics in his kids, created an amazing family, and look where she is. So
yesterday, how, like, look where your grandfather came from and look where you are now. And that was just 2 generations ago. It's insane to believe, like, what our kids are going to be like. And we hope to not just have them be, it's not about being successful, but it's also about making sure that their morals are still what they
are.
And they're fulfilled on the inside. Exactly.
Yeah, and I think not on purpose, and this isn't blaming anybody, but I think we sort of, especially here in America, we kind of have a culture of entitlement. I mean, even, and this is not political in any way, but even a wave of wanting things for free, wanting college for free, wanting loans for free, that's not what makes an entrepreneur. That's what has actually crippled a lot of countries that people leave to come to America, because we want to fight for it. I don't want anything for free. And let me just ask you something. Have you appreciated anything in your life that was free? I mean, think about it. You want something. If you got everything you wanted and it was free, do you really appreciate it? Listen, I don't know many, and this might sound terrible, I don't know many trust fund families that's second, third, or fourth generation, where at 21 they got a big lump sum, 30 they get more. I've never met someone super successful, super fulfilled, and super happy on the inside when they didn't have to work for anything. Now, I've seen wealthy families that hand down opportunity. They hand down the opportunity to run the business, to start your own business, get loans to go to the next level. Hey, I want to empower my kids for more, but I don't want them to be entitled, because once you're entitled and you expect it, it takes away your energy to fight for it. I know my first car, I worked for 6 months, used every dollar I had. I physically worked on the car.
So did I.
When I got it, I cleaned it every day. I cherished, I looked at it, I was like, oh my God. I had a buddy of mine, his dad bought him his first car. Within 3 months, he wrecked it.
Mm-hmm.
And the day after he wrecked it, he went to the car dealership because he yelled at his dad and said it was the wrong kind of car, and he got a new car. He wrecked that 6 months later. It was always a mess. He always drove too fast. Uh-huh. Me, it's like, I drove really gingerly.
Yeah. I saved every paycheck. My first job, I lied about my age, because I wanted to work so desperately. I saved every paycheck the first year, and my dad said, whatever you save, I'll match you and I'll buy you your car. And I mean, it was a old, you know, boat without headlights, but I was so proud of it. It was my car and I loved it. And yeah.
So a couple of things today, as we talk about this, is What if we adapt a little bit? I know I said this, but this is the Millionaire Success Habits podcast, and we're just anchoring in 10 minutes or less. I want to anchor in habits that last the lifetime. For me, when I remind myself, because we're getting married in Italy, so Italy's fresh on our mind, and I'm going back there to get married in one of the nicest resorts in the world. I'm blessed to say that. You guys will see pictures. It's going to be in August. One of the nicest places literally on the planet in Lake Como. We're going to go see some family while we're there. They're going to come up and see us. But I get to go back there just two generations later when my grandfather left on a donkey without the language, without money. And when I remember that, my level of gratitude goes through the roof. When I complain that someone didn't help me out more, when I complain that I didn't have enough money, when I complain that an employee didn't do it right, who the hell am I to complain over that? When my grandfather came here without a bit of English, without a dollar in his pocket, just like your dad did. When you start thinking through those eyes.
And I wouldn't change a thing. I mean, I forget what the exact statistic is, but by the third generation, they say that by the third generation of a person who hands off their
business, so
their business or company, you know, their trust to their kids, by the third generation, it's blown. They're trying to figure out why by the third generation.
And can I tell you something? Because I read a whole book on this. It's because we get so busy working, it's easier just to hand off money.
Right.
And we don't hand off values, habits, rules, and we don't hand off opportunity. Why did farmers in Europe for hundreds and hundreds of years pass it down to their sons and they kept working the farm, they kept making money as part of the study? It's because they handed off opportunity to their kids. They didn't say, oh, here's the farm, you don't have to work for it, right? So a couple things too is our next generation. How do we hand off the right values? How do we hand off the right habits? And how do we hand them opportunity, not a check when they are entitled, like I'm 21, I get my money. Screw that. My kids aren't getting my money. My kids are going to gain an opportunity to expand my business, expand theirs, or it'll go to charity because I just know how that works. So that's our message for today. First podcast we're doing together. This is Jeff Fun.
Yes.
Tell me, make sure you guys let me know. Leave a message here on the podcast, or if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a message if you like us doing this together, because I think we're going to do more of it. She doesn't know yet.
I'm still camera shy, though, guys.
Yeah, you're doing amazing.
I'm like this, and then I get on the camera, I'm like, oh, what are you saying to me?
Well, think about having an immigrant mindset. An immigrant mindset from leaving the past behind to no entitlement, to be in control of the future, to be in control of your results, anchor in the right values, and go make your legacy. It's so awesome to have you here at the Millionaire Success Habits Podcast. If you haven't, go take the Better Life Challenge, thebetterlife.com. It's a free 30-day challenge, a couple minutes a day. It's amazing. People are going nuts over it. Plus, I'm giving away some really awesome prizes, like my car. So go check out the Better Life. Appreciate the follows. Appreciate the comments on my podcast. It's growing because of you. And remember, all success starts right here. If you liked this podcast, make sure you rate it. And also, make sure to click subscribe so you never miss out. You can always follow us on Instagram. And if you don't already have Millionaire Success Habits, you can grab it for free at deansfreebook.com. Remember, all success starts here.